I'm Leo Green, welcoming you to In The Mood here on lgradio.online. This is where we all jump into the great American songbook, putting us all in the mood for classic recordings from the greatest singers singing the most loved songs from Hollywood and Broadway, like this from the score of Guys and Dolls, courtesy of Mr. Sinatra.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
The song that the world first heard from a man who holds the title of being one of the worst singers ever heard, while simultaneously also being one of the greatest actors who ever lived, Marlon Brando. And as well as that song, he was also to introduce the world to One for My Baby, much to his co-star Frank Sinatra's frustration. Well, welcome along. Lots of your favourites coming up to get us all in the mood today, including recordings from Matt Munro, Dean Martin, I've got Stacey Kent, Rosemary Clooney, and many others. Now here's one of the very few songs in the Great American Songbook that vividly describes a very small, precise area of London. How ironic that amongst all the songs about New York, Chicago and Hollywood that were written during the period of the great movies and musicals, that a song celebrating London was actually written by a man perched on a barstool in a tiny French fishing village in the south of France. So, originated in France, sung by a man born in Harlem, accompanied by a big band led by a Pennsylvanian, here's a tribute to a small but highly respectable square in the Mayfair district of London.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. kissed and said good night. The nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. How strange it was, how sweet and strange. There was never a dream to compare with that hazy, crazy night we met when a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Ah, this heart of mine, it beat loud and fast like a merry-go-round in a fair. For we were dancing cheek to cheek and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. When dawn came stealing up all golden blue to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? Our homeward step was just as light as the dancing feet of a stair, and just like an echo far away, nightingale sang in Berkeley. Nightingale sang in Berkeley that night in Berkeley Square.
Bobby Darin with Billy May's orchestra in Nightingale Square. Rosemary Clooney made some fantastic albums in the 1970s and 80s for the Concord label, featuring a small group made up of some of the finest jazz musicians around. This one is taken from a 1987 session which focused on the lyricist Johnny Mercer. Here's the album's opener, which had first appeared in the Fred Astaire movie Daddy Long Legs in 1955.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, some's gotta give, some's gotta give, some's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store. From their vast, mysterious sky, I'll try hard ignoring those lips I adore. But how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of your might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. Some's gotta give, some's gotta give, some's gotta give. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store. From their vast mysterious sky, I'll try hard ignoring those lips I adore. But how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of your might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. Some's gotta give, some's gotta give, some's gotta give.
Rosemary Clooney sings Johnny Mercer here on lgradio.online. Don't forget, please do drop me a note with any requests or dedications, or if you just want to say hello, I would love to hear from you. And you can do that either via the message board on the website or via the email, which is info@lgradio.online. The 1956 Broadway production of Bells Are Ringing produced two songs that went on to become bona fide standards, making them relative latecomers to the Great American Songbook. One was The Party's Over, which I'm sure we'll hear at some point, and the other was this one, performed for us in this edition of In the Mood by the one-time steel mill worker, welterweight boxer, casino croupier, and blackjack dealer, Dino Crocetti.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. Oh, love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lucky day. Now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. Oh, love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lucky day.
Dean Martin, just in time from the score of Bells Are Ringing. Let's stay on Broadway now for a show that launched in September of 1928, featuring the story of a French aristocrat who finds himself working on a plantation and falls in love with his boss's daughter. Honestly, we don't really need to know too much about the plot for this one, only that two songs have survived nearly 100 years later. One is Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, which has been recorded by hundreds of jazz artists, and this one, also recorded by a huge list that includes Barbara Streisand.
Sky was blue and high above, the moon was new, so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? Came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come to me. Remember every little thing you used to do.
Barbara Streisand sings Oscar Hammerstein and Sigmund Rumberg's epic from 1928. One of what I call the homeless songs now, this one doesn't belong to a Hollywood musical or a Broadway show, and yet it nestles amongst all the classics in the Great American Songbook that we feature and celebrate here on In the Mood. This one has survived thanks to some fantastic recordings by the likes of Ella, Peggy Lee, Nat King Cole, Dean Martin, Bobby Darin, and so many of the others that we like here at lgradio.online, including Mr. Sinatra, who described this singer as one of the best in the business. This is Shoreditch's finest, Terry Parsons, otherwise known as Matt Monro.
What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? What can I do to prove it to you I'm sorry? I didn't mean to ever be mean to you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't feel like I do. I was all wrong, but right or wrong, I don't blame you. Why should I take somebody like you and shame you? I know that I made you cry, and I'm so sorry, dear. What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? I didn't mean to ever be mean to you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't feel like I do. I was all wrong, but right or wrong, I don't blame you. Why should I take somebody like you and shame you? I know that I made you cry, and I'm so sorry, dear. What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry?
Matt Monro singing Abe Lyman and Walter Donaldson's song, What Can I Say After I Say I'm Sorry? Time to get in the mood once more here on lgradio.online. And unlike the song we just heard Matt Monro sing, this one definitely comes from a Broadway show. Appearing in 1935, the show took us on board a New York to London ocean liner and still appears in productions all over the world today, some, I think, 85, 86 years later. To finish up today, then, a recording from the Cole Porter score of the show Anything Goes, and this features the voice of Stacey Kent.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop, but if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top, you're a Waldorf salad, you're the top, you're a Berlin ballet.
Stacey Kent bringing this edition of In the Mood to a close with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, please do check the website out for details of all our shows. And of course, please do tell all your friends about us. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.